It's a done deal. We can now talk about it. I think some people might be a little bit upset on the final resolution to this problem, but the city, through their attorneys, and have agreed to pay Burbach Aquatics $57,500, and now everything is done, gone away, and we can talk about whatever we want to, and that's it.
Well, they may be upset about 57.5, but some of the figures I saw earlier, they were kind of holding you up for like 340,000.
Yeah, that was their starting figure, mm-hmm. and our attorney, you know, kind of surmised that had we gone along with the lawsuit, that the legal costs would have certainly approached that, even had we won, and we had no assurance that we would.
So what's the next step now that you can talk about the pool openly?
Pardon me?
What's the next step?
Well, now we're going to have to decide what we want to do in respect to the pool that's online there for the community center. And I know there's a lot of people that are considering, if the city is going to commit to that, that it in fact amounts to double taxation. We pay taxes as county residents, and then pay another tax because we're city residents for what is essentially a county program. So I mean, that's going to be a concern and a discussion, but I have no idea where it's going.
And be clear about that, the so-called double taxation results, because the city right now underwrites the pool for a considerable amount of money every year because it doesn't carry its own weight. That's the money we're talking about, right?
Well, that, and I don't know, in the past, the county and the school have contributed to funding that deficit. There's been some question as to what the status of that funding is lately.
Okay, sounds like there's some real discussion that's going to be taking place here.
That's why we have government.